Lifelong Nashvillian Rip Patton was arrested in 1961. That's when he and a group of other college students from Nashville joined the Freedom Rides, where they boarded Greyhound buses and defiantly attempted to use white-only lunch counters and bathrooms throughout the South. Rip remembers this experience as one of his most meaningful, and he talked to WPLN's Emily Siner in our live series Movers and Thinkers about the lessons he took from it.
When Rip Patton was a student at Tennessee State University, he started attending nonviolence workshops. They would learn about Gandhi, Martin Luther King, and the Bible, and they'd role-play to prepare for the sit-ins when they would attempt to desegregate the Nashville lunch counters.
We would sit in chairs, and we would have people come behind us and do the things that we expected to happen and that did happen in the downtown five and dime stores.
The idea was to learn how to endure taunts and even physical violence and not hit back. And this really resonated with Rip.
Why get in a confrontation with the bad guys? What we learned was you just sing a song to yourself or you pray.
So when Rip and about two dozen other students were arrested in Mississippi on the Freedom Rides, they knew what to do.
So we're in this big bullpen, and they're going to take our mugshots and fingerprints. Now it's time to sing. Buses are coming, oh yes. Buses are coming, oh yes. Buses are coming, buses are coming. Buses are coming, oh yes. And so the police said, real loud, cut out all that noise. This is not a concert hall. What are you going to do? Put us in jail? Better get you ready. Oh, yeah.
He says the inmates sang so often, the guards couldn't sleep.
If you don't stop singing, we're going to take your mattress. And so they opened the gate. We threw the mattresses out in the hallway. That didn't stop us from singing. They hosed us down a couple of times. We didn't stop singing. They would turn the heat on during the day and the air conditioner at night. And one time they gave us, put some stool softener in our food and turned the water off. You know, I ain't gonna let no stool softener turn me around, turn me around. So we keep singing.
Decades later, these are the moments Rip still refers to in talks to students and civic groups, passing on his belief that your voice alone can make a difference. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.
Hear the full interview with Rip Patton in the latest episode of Movers and Thinkers. You can find the show in your smartphone's podcasting app or at WPLN.org/movers.